Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, the Flannelly Show live from New York. I'm delighted to welcome a very good friend of ours, indeed, Mike Carty, originally from Ahavas in County Leitrim, and he's the owner of Rosie O'Grady's, New York's legendary steak and seafood house at Broadway. As a matter of fact, it's on 7th Avenue and 52nd Street and smack in the middle of the theater district. Mike, first of all, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian.
The last time you were on the program here, the degree of uncertainty and doom and gloom was indeed something to that most of us were still in shock in terms of what was happening to New York City in general and to the bar, restaurant, catering establishment, and of course you're probably the best known establishment for all three. Rosie O'Grady's. Want to ask you, Mike, about, I don't know where to start. I think maybe 45 years ago near Wall Street, you opened the first Rosie O'Grady's with a business partner, the well-known Austin Delaney, and Austin left us about 8 years ago already?
No, it's more, believe it or not, it's 2009, so it's, believe it or not, 12 years coming, yeah.
Yeah.
12 years on the 15th,
long time.
The 15th of May, it'll be 12 years.
Yeah. He was a character, and indeed, between you, you had very lofty notions, as we'd say at home, and carried them out. But I want to ask you, how you got into the business in the first place. You came from Ireland, and was that a dream of yours, or did you, like many others, come here, and was the goal to own a bar restaurant? Was that very much in your mind when you came here?
After leaving that big ranch in Ahavas, it was very hard to do it. But we came from a small little bit of land there in Leitrim, but in Ahavas. But however, I spent a bit of time in London. I worked in a bar in London, and very much enjoyed it, and when I came out here, then I intended to work at it, but I got a job in construction, and
yeah.
We used to go up to a place in Monroe, wasn't here that many years, and went to a Monroe, New York, place owned by the late Lord of Mercy and Hugh O'Loney and his brother owned
it. Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
Both of them have passed away recently, Paddy and Hugh O'Loney, and myself and Pat McGarrett bought that, and we had it for a number of years, and then I came down to New York and started with Austin, hooked up with Austin, and started Rosie O'Grady's on Murray Street. That was the first one on Murray Street near City Hall. Mm. And then we progressed. Well, actually, it wasn't the first bar. We had another bar called the Barney Star, which was, kind of workman's bar at the time with sandwiches and kind of an operation. And then we gradually moved on to the other Rosie's down at Pearl Street, and then we opened up here in 1977, across the street from here. So we've been in this location more or less. We were across the street till 1981,
mm-hmm.
and then we opened where we are for this this address here, 807th Avenue. We're still here 40 years now.
Yeah. I want to ask you, well, first of all, before I even do, I want to, to let our listeners know that Rosie O'Grady's, your establishment, has grown to be, you know, the choice location for not just Irish organizations, of which the bulk of them now wind up in the Manhattan Club, which is indeed a part. You have two floors of the Manhattan Club now over the bar and restaurant. And that has become just so extremely popular over the years. And the fact that a lot of people were reluctant, even before the pandemic, to head into Manhattan and go to restaurants and the parking and everything else, that did not deter a great number of Irish organizations and Irish people in general from going to and visiting Rosie O'Grady's restaurant and the Manhattan Club. You had and still have the bulk of the business there. Many of the other restaurant, well, catering places actually were changing. They were catering to a different audience. But in addition to the Irish business, you have it all, so to speak, in the theater district. But you also have two massive popular hotels, one across the street, the Sheraton, and another one the other side of the street. That, together with the Javits Center, brought a tremendous variety of people, of customers, of tourists. The lack of tourism to New York City over the last 14 months has been stunning. Do you see that as as something that's in the near future a return, or will it be a slow start?
I think it'll be a slow start. I think that we opened up just to let the people know that's listening, that we opened up here in November, December, which is normally our very, very busy time. You know, it's extremely busy time of year in this part of town. So we lost every day. We lost money to operate things. So we opened for 6 weeks and we finally closed it down. And we're opening again next Wednesday, the 19th. And I think we're feeling very optimistic that there's a lot more business around now than there was back in November, December. But I check in, we get along very well, and we send each other business from the hotel. Yeah. Sends over business here a lot. So they're only they have almost 1,800 rooms there, and they're down to about 10% of our occupancy.
Wow.
That's what it was the last time I checked. And the Hilton on which is only a block away on Sixth Avenue, that's closed and it's reopening. They haven't reopened yet, but they're hoping to reopen in July or August. So they do a lot of research, the hotels, and they don't see a big surge, you know, until maybe September, October, before people will feel free to travel again.
Now, The CDC has announced this week that they're dropping mask requirements for fully vaccinated people. And that's great news, indeed. Although it brings with it still a reluctance for some people, you know. I'm playing devil's advocate here, but those who say, well, how do you know the person beside you is fully vaccinated and whatever? But I think that people are absolutely ready to get out and perhaps more open to getting in now that the summer is here. Is that something of concern?
Well, I mean, I think the people that are fully vaccinated and, you know, they themselves are not too concerned.
Right.
But, you know, there is a possibility that people can still, after being vaccinated, they can still get the COVID, but whether they can spread it to somebody else, they're not sure about that yet. And I know that in Israel and in England, they thought, no, that you could get it, but you wouldn't be able to spread it on, that you wouldn't pass it on. But like, I think it must be concerning for people that, you know, haven't gotten vaccinated and they weren't there, you know. But I think for people that are vaccinated, I don't think they're going to be too concerned about it. Because right now, most people are, you know, they know they're not inclined to wear their masks a lot of times, unless they're in a certain circumstances. But on the streets and out, people are not. For the last few weeks, people have been, you know, removing their masks a lot. And I think people are ready. They have had it for a year, over a year. I think they're ready for the change. But I don't know how it's going to affect, you know, we're starting now to book parties and stuff like that, so we have to deal with all the rules and regulations. So I'm not exactly sure how it's going to all.
Yeah,
we have to, you know, comply with that. Whatever they are, we have to comply with it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what they keep changing too on a regular every week.
Yeah.
You know, they lift some of the restrictions. So.
Well, between the mayor and the governor of New York, it seems like. Whereas they don't get along famously, but they're getting to be on the same page, which will remove some of the confusion about what and where and everything. And of course, your wife actually leave you out of it, but your wife being from Mayo, you know, the same hens kick from the President Joe Biden's town. I just thought I'd shove that in there because Carolyn might might tackle me if I don't mention it. Anyway, but it does appear that opening for business generally is the time is right. And to that end, I think that a lot of people, again, cooped up for 14 months, is not, you know, is, first of all, it's a grueling situation, and secondly, people are, I think, confident as each week goes by that the vaccinations and people seem to have a more positive outlook. I want to talk about the experiment, if you call it that, of at the height of the anxiety, taking and establishing outside dining, which must have been pretty much a nightmare for places like your own in Manhattan that didn't have much room to operate anyway. How did that go?
Of course it was during the winter time. Like a lot of people just, you know, no matter how you tried to secure a place, but they're not built really for zero degree weather. So they were successful at times because it depended on the weather. But, for this time of year now, they're perfect, you know, for this time of year. People have gotten used to outdoors, and they still, I'm getting calls now asking about, are we open, and especially, are we open outdoor? Do we have an outdoor area? Which we have. But, that seems to be it's something that people are concerned about, and they have gotten used to the outdoors and think they're safer or whatever. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a very popular thing going forward. I'm sure they're going to regulate it and probably charge.
Yeah.
Right now, you can build them and put them out, and they'll probably have a design that you have to comply with and also pay a fine, pay a fee every year.
Sure.
So they will make some money out of the city, I'm sure, as we go along.
You know, you had mentioned earlier, and I think it's one of the great attributes of the Irish is that everybody, or most people, assume that if you're running a business, that you do your level best to make sure that you don't encourage your plans to, you know, to indeed to, you know, to use other places as a point of reference. But there's a friendly atmosphere, and has been among bar and restaurant owners, which has only thrived through the decades. Everybody is kind of happy, and particularly in Manhattan, there's enough business to go around. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We all support each other, and we call each other for advice, and I get calls, and I call people looking for, you know, to know things, and we all, I think the Irish, especially the Irish guys in the bar restaurant business in Manhattan anyway, I don't have that much dealings with other boroughs, but they're very helpful and very, you know, we all get along well and
yeah.
Visit each other and share a bit of information whenever we can, you know, so
yeah
you're right on that. It is a good atmosphere in that respect.
And also, when it comes to, you know, charities or, fundraising, you do it together as well with golf outings and with, you know, it's a friendly enough atmosphere. And that's, again, is something that I think as Irish people we're better at. What the now heading into the new, much more relaxed territory. How are tourists, as the hotels open up, they obviously will, again, the hotels and indeed the Javits Center, that are a tremendous boon to your own business, they will definitely be a big bonus to, you know, restaurants and bars in Manhattan. And without the tourists, it's going to be even a slower start. Tourists play a huge role in business in Manhattan.
Oh, without a doubt, especially in our location. We got extremely hard hit here for the last 14 months because of the fact that we used to be busy when other places would be quiet. It completely reversed itself now because our location here, very few people live in the area, some, but scattered, you know, and you have several hotels and a lot of theaters and, you know, all the office buildings. And the office buildings have been closed and the theaters have been closed and there's no tourists, so it was absolutely detrimental for our business in this part of town. There was no business. It just was a ghost town. So until we get back the tourists, there's the tourists and then there's the business people, which sometimes are like tourists also. They come to New York on business, but they're great customers because sometimes tourists have a lot, they want to travel a lot. And so you don't really get as big a return from tourists as you would from the business community when they visit New York on business, should I say. So we missed that terribly. So hopefully we get it back. If we don't, New York won't be the same. But I think it will come back. It might take another 6 or 8 months before it will be back to that level.
It is well known that a lot of staff and a lot of staff from Ireland and indeed a great number of them were dependent totally on the hospitality area. And many of them indeed who were quite comfortable and loved the business itself, despite long hours and, the restaurant, in particular, restaurant and bar business, it's from early morning until your closing time. In opening now, and your big opening is this coming Wednesday, how are the former employees, those, and you kept them on even at a loss to yourself for as long as you could. Have many of those gone on to other areas of employment? Have some of them packed it in altogether? How is that?
Yeah, they have. Actually, I'm finding it difficult enough. So I have a certain, you know, number of people that have worked here for quite a while, and they're, you know, they're coming back. And but there are a lot of people that have changed, or they're only available to work part-time and have already taken other jobs. Yeah, that's a problem. It's a major problem, actually, in all the boroughs now in New York.
Yeah.
In the restaurant business. And the other thing was, too, that people are making, you know, with the unemployment and the 300 subsidy, you're talking about 800, and there's very little tax in that. So they're, you know, people that would be working in certain jobs, you know, in the kitchen, some maybe certain work, it wouldn't be, yeah. They would be probably as well off or better off maybe on unemployment. So it's yeah. Kind of a, yeah, that will affect for a while. But I think that, and then again, business is not busy. So if you are busy, you know, they depend on tips mostly. You know, they get right. A salary, and actually the wages have gone up tremendously in the last while in New York. But still, they bank on the tips to make a good salary. And they know that business is quiet, so they're not rushing back. And I think that they're paying, you know, they know that they sure. Come back in September, October, things will be coming back to normal. And I understand that totally. So I'm trying to, you know, compensate in some way for people that are in that situation, you know. So it's just the way it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Now, you actually have, you know, four floors in addition to the restaurant, the Manhattan Club, and, you know, the third floor there that was your wife threw both of you out of magnificent living quarters there so that you could extend the Manhattan Club. Now, all in all, how many staff, part-time and full-time, did you have before the pandemic?
We had between 80 and 90. That was about before, actually, in March when we closed down, we had about between 80 and 90 the employees.
And now with the new setup, trying to work around, I assume other people are not confident enough to give up whatever part-time work they're getting. So it's going to be difficult to schedule now going forward, depending again on a great number of factors, not the least of which is if it's a slowish opening. You know, this is a whole brand new thing that not just that you, but those in the hospitality industry are going to face.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now in this part of town, Adrian, we would in July, August, and the first couple of weeks of September, we would be off from the other months of the year. We'd be off 30-35% every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's that time of year. There are no business going on. The convention center is nothing going on. So there are tourists, but a lot of people then work 4 days or 3 days to go to their summer home. So the summer traditionally in Midtown is way off. So we expect it to be, we don't expect a lot of business here until at least till October.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to try our best, and we won't know that until we actually open and we find out very soon. But I don't expect it to be, you know, anything. That's the reason, because every summer is off. You know, it
yeah.
went off anyway, and then, you know, it was great for us. We used to have the J-1 visas come in. They would work right. for the summer, and our regular staff could take vacations, and now there's no J-1s either, so we don't have
yeah.
any of
the J-1 problems, so. is the temporary visa. A lot of young Irish people, particularly those who are in college or those who qualify come here for the summer, and many of them, the bulk of them actually, wind up in hotels, bars, restaurants, And they also are looking at it, you know, differently this year, because they made out like bandits while they were here, and a lot of people around, and tips, everything. It was a great boom there for the bulk of 3 months. They're going to be a bit slow in coming, and even if they wanted to, in Ireland, the regulations are changing at a tremendous rate as well. As a matter of fact, even as we speak, access to Ireland or, you know, is still riddled with all kind of restrictions. So they're going to be at a loss as well.
Oh, yeah, they will not be coming this year. They're not last year. They won't be coming this year either. So that's a big loss to us, because we used to look forward to, yet mostly college age, we like 20, right, 21 years old, and they were great. We've had a lot of great people working in with J-1 visas over the years, but this year there isn't any coming. Hopefully that will resume next year. Hopefully, you know.
There's of course there's tremendous anticipation of, you know, from once you know, the restaurants, again, for instance, you now, you can stay legally open until midnight, is that right?
No, later now. They lifted that restriction also.
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if they didn't, I know it's either here or it's coming. And so that should be pretty good. And even before the theater starts up, and it might well be, you know, something that benefits everybody. Mike, I want to, again, by comparison, the question that a lot of people indeed are weighing on their minds is, even though things are slow and getting back to normal, compare this with 14 months ago, right up to the point where we, of course, being special people in this world, thought that surely nothing would interfere with St. Patrick's Day, with the St. Patrick's Day parade, and, you know, some of us were hanging a post that, you know, that didn't wait until the parade was over before all the restrictions went into place. A lot of people, you know, in your industry, got badly, badly burned. You know, had ordered all the food, the liquor, the pints, the porter, the lot, and were pretty much stuck with it. You know, was that something that puts a lot of people or some people out of business right then and there?
No, I don't think that you know, not that particular thing, because the beer companies were good. They actually came back here again. They came here when we opened up last time and took away any old beers that was in the place, bottled beer, draft beer, everything. Mm-hmm. They took it all back and gave us a credit for it. And they did the same thing here this week. They took all the anything that was in the house, they took it away and gave us full credit for it. So we didn't. And then with the food, yeah, there was some loss. You know, but we got a little notice that this was coming, you know, back in last March, you know, a year ago. And we, with the food, yeah, there was a hit on the food, all right, but not bad, because we did have little, you know, it wasn't like we got slammed one day. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that bad. No, that part of it wasn't. It's just that what put a lot of people out of business was that they weren't able to negotiate with the landlord. And some cases with banks too. You know, the banks have been, some of them were good and some of them were pretty you know, very strict on the rules and regulations. So that, I think, would have been the problem with a lot of guys, and they were looking for a reduction. We were all paying crazy high rents anyway, and then if you couldn't negotiate somewhat with your landlord, it was made it very difficult. So I think that was the problem more than anything, like with the beer or food situation.
Yeah. And again, that is a terrible tragedy, because too little, too late. That's not going to help anybody who was put out of business in the first place. Yeah?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, you're not going to have any problem with your landlord. Of course, you're still stuck with your Mayo wife there, so that's enough trouble on top of you. But
she's not my landlord. She was.
But acquiring a massive building smack in the heart of the theater district, and that's, you're a long way from Ahavas, but this has been as rough a time as most people, not just in the business, but everybody needs to, you know, find out what the new normal is, and I think the new normal is changing, you know, every month. But it will come back, and if there's one of the areas that I think we can be sure of is that people do need to get out, they do need restaurants, they do need bars, so, you know, and that's not just Manhattan, all over. There are people who are hanging on by a thread, and the great number of people have a positive attitude and said, yeah, but money will be, those who haven't had an opportunity to spend as they did before, that's going to be, you know, everybody is going to welcome it and maybe get rid of some of the doom and gloom.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think people are ready to go out and enjoy themselves. I really know everybody is, but hopefully it'll happen sooner rather than later. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. We made it this far, Adrian, so I think we're going to be okay, you know.
One of the reasons, in addition to our friendship, that I like to have you on is that you tell it as it is, and when you tell us that it is positive, that things are on the way up, that's not the story that you hear too often. The bad news seems to dominate news in general, so I want to thank you for joining us and also giving us that bit of a G up, hope that everything will get back to normal. Or the new normal as soon, you know, as possible. And it's up from here. Mike Hardy, thank you so much indeed for joining.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
And good luck.
Best luck to you also.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.